Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Pitchside. Now, it seems quite solemn at the moment because obviously certain events have occurred. Anything happen whilst I was away, guys? Tom? Oh.
Where is he? Has anybody seen Tom?
Nah, I feel awful. I can't lie.
Yeah, should we talk about it to begin?
I snapped his humerus in half.
He always was a funny guy, eh?
Hey.
He's been preparing that for a long time.
I felt his bone snap in half. Oh. In my hand.
Theo Breaker, as the internet is now
Baker
crowned you.
Theo, the breaker of bones and banjos, Baker.
Yeah. His own, obviously.
Tom is...
We should address the fact that Tom is actually okay.
Not really.
Well, as okay that he can be in this situation on the path to recovery...
He has to sit there with his arm resting because he physically can't. He's in a sling and a cast, but he actually can't move it because it's still detached and hanging off.
Yeah, yeah.
So we haven't released the X-ray, and I don't think we will. But we basically took him to the hospital. I took him to hospital.
Yeah.
And
talk us.
You know, when one of their movie moments. Well, you know, when like in movies, when like you park out the front, you go, "Help me! Help me!" I did that. I actually did that. We parked out front.
He's just walked in there because his legs are fine.
And there's like an ambulance.
He's like, "Don't worry about me."
No, he actually couldn't walk because he couldn't hold his arm up. So we had to push him out. Get him out of the office was a fucking nightmare.
Oh, it was awful.
It was awful. He was in so much pain. And we had to get him on one of these chairs. But anyways, we rock up to the front of the hospital and the ambulance is there like, I go, "Help me please, help me please."
Are you saying it as well?
No, he's like, "Oh!" And this lady, really helpful lady, goes and gets a wheelchair for Tom. So obviously so he can rest it. And then we wheeled him in. And I go, "What about my car?" And she goes, "Don't worry, son. I'll look after it."
That old Chester.
I said, "Okay."
Put the Tesla in valet mode.
And we walk into the A&E. Thank God, by the way, it was a quiet hospital. I walk in, I go, "He snapped his arm. Help us." And they all come running and helping us. And they go, "What happened?" I go, "Let me show you." Oh. And then they all go, "Oh."
But the thing is, even after, probably at that point, it was mega viral. So I'm not surprised that people in the hospital might have already known.
Oh, yeah, no, everyone in the hospital was talking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it must have been really helpful for them, though, to be able to see
what
happened.
It was very helpful that they could see what had happened.
Yeah.
It didn't help Tom, though, the fact that everyone in the hospital and all the nurses were freaking out over it.
Yeah.
They were all like, "Oh, my God, oh, my God." But imagine being Tom, sat in the wheelchair in the worst pain of his life, and the nurses are freaking out.
Mate, for me, it was like when we were wheeling them out here, and as we were taking away and he's in pain, we're trying to bounce his arm, you're like, "Do you want to take a cup of Berg, Tom?" I was like, "What?"
Well, my reasoning was alcohol will help.
Yeah, no, I get the thought process.
Oh, like, as in like a painkiller?
Yeah, as a painkiller.
I said, "Do you want your cup of Berg?"
Quickly, Tom, the cup of Berg.
Now that you feel so sick when you break a bone, isn't it? You feel so sick.
Yeah, Will, to be fair to Will was the first one out of it because he would have fainted.
Yeah.
But we get to hospital. They're like, "Okay, we need to get him an emergency x-ray." The problem with the x-ray was... Obviously, I'm not allowed in there. I can just hear him in the x-ray. And obviously, they have to move his arm.
Yeah.
So you can just hear him like screaming in the x-ray as they're trying to move his arm to get the right shot. Eventually, you know, he comes out the x-ray and six nurses are around the computer looking at it going, "Oh, no.
Check this out. I've never seen this
Obviously,
before."
Tom didn't want to see the x-ray at that point because...
Freak you out a bit, wouldn't it?
It would freak you out a bit. So I went and saw the x-ray and I just went...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is vile. The x-ray is just crazy.
Tom didn't shed a tear, by the way. He's a fucking...
Yeah, what
he's a hard
trooper,
bastard,
by the way. Yeah.
Apart from when I saw the x-ray, I came out and it like hit me what I'd done. And like I got very emotional.
I could tell
crying.
That you've been crying.
Okay.
I could... No. Because you put out...
I felt awful,
an Instagram post and you sent me videos and I could tell that you had...
Well, I felt awful because I felt terrible because I obviously...
Yeah, broken someone's arm.
Yeah, and I started crying in front of Tom. Like, I started freaking out.
And then he started crying.
And then he started crying because I started crying. So we had a bit of a bonding moment. It was quite cute.
Nice.
Yeah, and then we said, "Oh, fucking hell, what's wrong with us?" And then we saw Erdogan scored. We're like, "Oh, yes!"
Yeah, because he's midway through the game.
Yeah.
No.
And then obviously they had to try and put a cast on him. Which was a bit of an event. He was on gas and air. That wasn't strong enough. So we put him on this like green pen. I don't know what it's called, but the footballers have it. The green pen.
Yeah.
He was high as a kite. I've got some funny videos of Tom. He was still in pain, a lot of screaming and that. But yeah, he was very, very high. So release the tapes. I'm going to send Tom the videos. And if he wants to post them, he can post them. They're pretty funny. Mm. He's a smooth man. He's a smooth man. That's
okay,
all I'm saying.
Yeah.
It took. I was helping out. I was holding him up, holding him down, holding the pen in his mouth as well. He was high. That's for sure. Anyways, they managed to get three nurses to put a cast on him. Then they had to go in for another X-ray while he had the cast on. Long story short, he opted to have the surgery up in Birmingham. He has to have emergency surgery to fix his arm back together. So he's going to have plates and nails and stuff in his arm go beeping the airport security. But he's up in Birmingham now. We put him in a taxi. We put him in a taxi that night because obviously while he's on the stronger painkillers, get him up home, back to his mum and dad. But yeah, long story short, he's in emergency surgery. He's doing all right. And I believe we have a video from Tom who's given us an update.
Yeah. He sent us a little update.
Hello, boys. Just a quick update. I'm absolutely fucked. Nah, I'm not too bad. I'm hearing from the surgeon tomorrow morning when he can fit me in. Hopefully this Wednesday. If not, I'm going to have to wait another week. My arm's still flopping about in the cast, but in this position, chilling in my mum and dad's spare bedroom, watching the footy, I'm okay. Got a few drugs to help me. I've still got my little Penthrox pen, whatever it's called. I can't remember the name of it. But yeah, I will be back on pitch side ASAP as soon as my arm allows me to move around freely. In the meantime, all the best. And I do snap like a carrot, it seems. Ta-ta.
Well, there we go.
Yeah.
Wishing Tom a speedy recovery.
Yeah.
And as soon as he had his surgery, he said he wants to be back on pit side for a rematch.
With his left arm. Okay. He's left-handed though, right? So, I mean...
No, he said he's ambidextrous. Well, he said he's left-handed but right-handed on certain things. He can play snooker with his left hand, darts with his right hand. He's just a man of many talents, really.
Okay, so it's not hindering him as much as if it was his dominant hand.
No, but obviously, please go subscribe and follow Tom on everything because he's going to be in a rough time. So send him some love, send him some support. And I've bought him a few presents.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, they had to cut his T-shirt, didn't they?
Oh, did they?
You got a new wardrobe.
Got my new wardrobe.
Nice.
And then his trousers got covered in plaster from the cast.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. Anyone fancy an arm wrestle?
I think we're banning it off the show, but back to football. Thank you for being an appropriate replacement for Mr. Garrett.
I'll try my best. Joey. No worries.
Oh, you told me you've broken your femur before.
Yeah, I've broke my femur.
Really?
In a similar sort of thing, actually. I don't know whether...
wrestle.
No, it was like... I don't know whether you've ever played the football game. We've definitely played in England. I don't know whether people play it abroad, but where you put like a football between you. And you like take two steps back and you have like a 50-50 challenge. Just to see if like the stronger 50-50. We used to play it where you put a ball in between, you take two steps back and then full blown.
Really?
As hard as you can.
Full power acceleration.
And and I snapped my femur doing that.
Oh. Like,
just above the knee.
What, someone just gone just over like the ball a little bit? Or?
Both hit the ball and the top half of my leg carried on. The bottom half of my leg just snapped back. Like,
God.
Is that a game that people play? I've never
Good
heard of
God! It's mother of God!
Yeah.
You know, the femur and the humerus are the two strongest bones in the body.
Yeah,
and actually, the only way to break them bones usually is in a traumatic car accident.
Yeah.
You know, Tom's arm is going to come out like stick thin. I had like a 12-week hip-toe cast and you'll lose... all muscle because you don't use it. Tom's gonna like be so lopsided.
He's gonna have to get on the weights.
It will be hilarious.
Eventually, we'll get him back on it. Weightlifting.
Today's episode of the show is brought to you by our friends at Shopify. Now, Reeve, do you ever feel like you're missing out? Because it seems like everyone is starting a side hustle or becoming their own boss. And you know what they're hearing a lot?
Cha-ching!
Is that
money.
The sound of another sale on Shopify? The all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business.
Shopify is the commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide.
Exactly. Whether you're selling peanuts or even cameras, Shopify simplifies selling online and in person so you can successfully grow your own business.
Covering all your sales channels from a shopfront ready POS system to its all-in-one e-commerce platform. Shopify even gets you selling across social media marketplaces like Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.
Which is heavily recommended. Now, it is full of industry-leading tools that are ready to ignite your growth. Ignite it! Shopify gives you complete control over your business and your brand without learning new skills in design or even coding.
And thanks to 24/7 help and with an extensive business course library, Shopify is ready to support your success every step of the way.
Now, Reeve.
Yes?
I've thought of a way we can revolutionize our business.
How?
Selling pitchside bucket hats.
Whoa!
I think we're going to do it ASAP, Rocky. It's time to get serious and it's time to get serious about selling and get Shopify today. This is possibility powered by Shopify.
What's lovely about Shopify is that no matter how big you want to grow, i.e. selling trillions of pitchside bucket hats, Shopify will be there to empower you with the confidence and control to take your business to the next level.
That's right, man. It's time to get serious about selling and get Shopify today. This is possibility powered by Shopify.
Sign up for a £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/pitch. Shopify.co.uk/pitch.
All lowercase. So go to shopify.co.uk/pitch to take your business to the next level today.
And if you didn't get it the first three times, it's shopify.co.uk/pitch.
Back on with the show.
Anyway.
Enough about broken bones.
Yeah, yeah. That's all been addressed to football.
I didn't even get to watch the game.
Yeah.
I watched the highlights.
It was a good performance from Arsenal, one that we needed.
You were great, man.
But we were fucking fantastic. Jorginho is the second coming of Bobby Charlton.
I'm hoping you said that when you signed him.
I did say that.
Yeah. Did we?
I've always rated Jorginho, man. Always love him. I think he's brilliant. I'm so happy he's playing well because we really needed it after how crap party's been over the last few weeks. We needed someone to come in and be like, lads, I'll steady the ship.
Mm. And he has steadied the ship. I think a lot of credit for the steadying of said ship comes for Jacob Kvyat as well.
Kvyat!
I think he's been fantastic. But to have a clean sheet against Newcastle, admittedly, they had chances and Ramsdale did pull up some incredible Ramsdale-esque saves.
They hit the post a couple of times.
Yeah.
So did Arsenal.
But Kvyat to come in against Chelsea and Newcastle, come away with one goal conceded.
Do you think Arteta regrets doing the whole right foot, left foot thing by playing Rob Holding over Kvyat?
Nah, I don't think so.
In hindsight.
Well, obviously you could say that.
In hindsight, because we like Rob a lot, but he was at fault for a few goals over the last few weeks.
I think it's easy to say in hindsight, isn't it?
Yeah.
We could have easily seen a situation where you've gone to where the Etihad, Kvyat's at the back, and you can see four goals and everybody goes,
very true.
And Kvyat in at this early stage in his development, I think it would have been way too big of a risk.
But he's looked very impressive, hasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely.
He really has.
Yeah. Three solid centre-backs in Saliba, Gabriel and Kvyat now.
We've got, and I do think the win yesterday came from Ødegaard and Jorginho. I mean, is Ødegaard currently the best player in the world?
No.
Is he the best player in the Premier League right now?
Is he the best Norwegian?
On best form?
No.
Is he the best Norwegian?
Is he the best Norwegian? Is he the best midfielder in the Premier League right now?
No,
you go.
No. Kevin De Bruyne exists. I think as long as Kevin De Bruyne
exists.
But
on current form?
Yeah, I would take it. If you were to give me right now, Champions League final, who do you want at your team?
Yeah, I agree.
KDB already. I still would pick
KDB. KDB's a notorious big game player as well. You saw it against us every game that matters. He just scores in the first 5 minutes anyway.
He's got three in his last two. Ødegaard.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. He's now starting to show signs of turning up when it matters.
He's also still very young. He's the captain of the club.
Yeah, for sure.
His ceiling is endless, surely.
I think 15 non-penalty goals is, I think that's the joint highest in Premier League history from a midfielder.
With De Bruyne.
Yeah, it's crazy. That's
still a few games left to go as well.
He'll break it probably.
I've seen the old Twitter argument of it being Dele Alli with 17, but he was basically playing second striker at that point, wasn't he?
He was literally like playing right up front, effectively.
But it's crazy. Arsenal the only Premier League side this season in all competitions to have three players over 20 goals?
Yeah.
Saka, Martinelli and Martin Ødegaard are all on over 20 goals.
And they're all so young. Yeah. Like, they're so, so young.
Is that shows the future is bright for Arsenal. And look, the title, it's not over yet. City has still got to play Chelsea away at Brentford, away at Brighton. Now, I know obviously Brighton had a shock result. Why are you looking at me like that? I know Brighton obviously had a shock result against Everton. We'll come on to that later. But you just look at it and think,
a couple of banana skins in there.
Stranger things have happened. Stranger things have happened.
And I feel like now, maybe I am just stating the obvious a little bit, but now that it feels like the pressure is off Arsenal again, we're playing better football.
I think you're better chasing. I do. Yeah. Like, I think it was the same last season when you were in the fourth spot.
Yeah.
And that like mounting pressure on a young squad. When young players are like chasing games, they just like go out and just play with so much more freedom.
Isn't it? Yeah.
I think when you've got the pressure on the back of the players, especially given that some of your experienced players have kind of let the group down recently, like you said, Thomas Partey. Yeah. I think even Zinchenko recently has like he struggled a little bit off the ball. Definitely still one of your best players on the ball, but he's just not an amazing defender, naturally, yeah, inherently.
It's,
like,
it's true, it's true.
I think you're much better chasing. Much, much better chasing.
Well, did you see the whole Alan Shearer losing his mind clip?
What was that?
Yeah, it did.
I think that is a Newcastle fan coming. That's a Newcastle fan right there. I know it's Alan Shearer, but that's a Newcastle fan.
That was embarrassing.
It was a bit.
I can understand the frustration
a bit of frustration.
No,
I think.
Understand it though, because.
Well, of course you can.
It's pent up frustration over the last few weeks.
But
I think.
This is the thing though. It's because Newcastle and other teams, I imagine, have been victim of this clear and obvious rule. Which
that
needs
was clear
to be
and obvious.
It's not
even hit his hand.
Because it's a clear and obvious if you watched it for 5 minutes
it
or 7 minutes.
Mate, it's hit his fucking knee.
Okay, no. It but is. If it's that clear and obvious, why is it not made so
But it's not
quickly?
A handball.
I'm not.
It's hit his knee.
I'm saying.
So
pipe
down.
No, I'm saying, but if they're going to go by this clear and obvious rule, then it can't take this long to make a decision.
Watches it three times and goes, that's a mistake, and comes back.
It hurt. But it's happened recently.
It can't hurt because it's not a pen.
No, but I'm saying it's not that pen. I agree the right decision was made there, but in past games, we've been had things overturned.
No, but this is Arsenal.
They got the right decision. All teams
you should be angry when
it.
They get the wrong decision, but yeah, they've got that right. You should be praising VAR, saying they've actually done something well here. They've overturned a decision for correct. They've done it correct.
Yeah, we're giving
you're
criticism.
Moaning about VAR.
I'm not moaning.
I agree
that's the correct decision.
You Newcastle fans,
oh,
man.
I hate that I've lost the
you
news
Newcastle
now.
You Newcastle fans, you're moaning about a decision being correct.
No, like, no what I'm you not moan moaning about next? It. I just said it's correct.
Why don't you moan to your players for like losing 2-0 at home?
I hate Arsenal.
It is true, though. Like no, pundits and managers and everyone alike within the industry berate officials. Yeah, and then the one time they get it right, they still get criticism to
have you seen
they're going to
I think Howard Webb's going on, I don't know whether it's Monday Night Football or something, one of the Sky Sports shows, and I think they're releasing like a load of the conversations between VAR
I'd love
and
to see
the referees
that. I'd love
and they're going to like analyse the conversations, like the communication structure.
Do you know what as well, Newcastle were like, oh, Arsenal did dirty tactics, blah blah blah,
do you want to know something
guess which team have the longest delays to restart kickoff?
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's Newcastle United.
Guess which team has had the ball in play for the least amount of time on average per game this season?
It's Newcastle.
Guess which team?
52 minutes a game. 52 minutes a game.
You lot are watching throw-ins.
Your fans are watching your players pick up footballs for throw-ins.
And guess which team is third in the Premier League right now? It works. And I credit Arsenal. It worked for you.
Which team plays in black and white stripes in the North?
So, like, people... No, people
can say that's what time wasting works. And why are you moaning about Arsenal,
you
then?
You did it against us, so you can't criticise us because you did the exact
mate,
same thing.
No, mate, you're crying about it.
I'm not crying. I said credit Arsenal.
You have just... Lewis, you have just said... Lewis, you have just said... Yeah, well, time wasting works. We're third in the Premier League. So why are you crying about Arsenal, then?
I didn't say anything. I said credit to you. It's just funny how...
you're crying about it. Why are you crying?
It's funny how Arsenal have to do it to Newcastle.
It's in Mikel Arteta master. Class.
It's funny
to have it used against them and going, do you know what? We're going to take it to their ground, beat them at their own game, and then smash them off the pot.
And
Dan Byrne said in an interview afterwards, he was like, the fact that Arsenal are doing this to us is credit to how good
it is,
we are.
It so is.
And also, do you know what is amazing? You know when Arsenal obviously lost to City and everyone was like, I cannot believe Arsenal have just gone there and tried to play the way they play, you know, their style of football. But then they go and beat Chelsea. They go and beat Newcastle by continuing that style of football. That is a credit to Mikel Arteta for believing in the way football should be played for Arsenal.
The last time that we lost to City at the Etihad, we went on a 7-game win streak where, you know, all these magic results were happening in the 90th minute and stuff.
Mm.
Why can't we do that now until the end of the season?
I think you can. The issue is that City can do that as well.
That's a big problem.
We rely on City.
On the whole time wasting thing, there was one specific moment. I'm not complaining because I found it funny in myself how pissed off I was getting because I know we did it to use. It was like we bumped into Ramsdale's like shoulder and he went down holding his head for like 2 minutes and I was like, I can understand how funny it is and he knows what he's doing, but it was pissing me off. So
that meme where it's like the smiling face in front of the angry
right now.
Speaking of Ramsdale, Arteta's done it again, lads. It's a coaching masterclass. Apparently, he showed the guys in the changing room
all or nothing
last year's game against Newcastle.
He did, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it worked. Did he know, or is that just like a story that came out in the news?
No, Ramsdale said it.
Ramsdale said it.
There we go.
And do you think that like other managers don't do this? Like, I think this is like a commonly held thing that like they use different motivation tactics in the dressing room pre-game. I think Sean Dyche has got his own motivation tactics. Like, it's like it's weird thing where like it only seems to be Arteta's like
it's because it's on the programme, isn't it? Everyone's seen it,
and the
light of
the heads and stuff
but
like that. Yeah,
man, coaches are mad.
Well, it's true though. It's horses for courses, isn't it? So obviously, if you got, you know what that means, right?
Horses. Yeah, it's horses for courses.
Horses for courses.
I have no idea.
So it means some horses run better on certain courses, so it's more appropriate for them. Okay.
Yeah. Horses for courses.
Certain things work better for certain people.
Yeah, so for example, managers that, you know, would go and play at like a Stoke or a Burnley, they know what they're going to come up against. They're going to motivate a team differently to if they're going to play against Manchester City. So they'll show things that are applicable and appropriate. So obviously going to Newcastle and giving them the fire that they needed was good management.
This loss like really hurt. If I'm honest, because imagine he showed you that clip and then you lost anyways. It would have been on our documentary, seeing them cry again, but no.
Do you know what, Lewis? You actually better be scared, you know, because guess who's sniffing? They're lurking. Mm-hmm. They're that kid that's just always lurking in the corner. They're on a great run.
I know who you're about to say.
What are they doing there? But I thought they've had a shit season.
They have, and this is the funny thing, because they're another team that when the pressure's off, people just forget about them for a little bit.
Haven't they
and
won,
then they go on a complete insane streak.
We're talking about Liverpool, by the way.
Yeah, we're talking about Liverpool,
Haven't they won like
six in a row?
Yeah. And since Trent has moved into this little midfield role, he is
fantastic.
First across the board for all like
good stats.
Progressive attacking stats. So it's like
he seems confident. He's such a confidence player, isn't he?
Sure.
Like it might not be related.
I think the inverted role works really well. Yeah. Like the only thing I'll say is that like it does stitch Konate up big time.
Yeah.
Like. They're not going to be able to do that when Matip's in that role.
No.
I don't think he's got the legs to cover both distances.
I think you've seen the end of Matip at Liverpool, though.
I think you've seen that coming towards the end, I'd agree. But, like, Konate, obviously it's working perfection at the moment with their attacking output, but they still look, fragile defensively, I think. There were times when Brentford were in behind them consistently, like Ivan Toney pulling out into that left half space. He was amazing
in that game.
Yeah. And it does leave a gap there. So I don't know whether they could do it against an Arsenal or a Man City or like one of the elite European sides, but he's unreal in that inverted role, Trent. Like his passing range is a joke.
Probably up there in the best in world football.
Well, yeah, definitely. Yeah. I think behind KDB is nobody better in the league. Yeah,
if you look at Liverpool's fixtures, you would think they potentially probably would get 9 from 9. Mm. They've got Leicester away, Villa at home, and Southampton away on the final day of the season. Newcastle and Manchester United. So Liverpool are on 62 at the current time of recording this.
But they've played
an extra game. United are on 63 and Newcastle are on 65. Now, obviously, Newcastle have got...
The only thing for Liverpool is they badly need, they need two teams to fuck it on two different...
Yeah. Well, Newcastle got Leeds away, you'd like to think. Brighton at home, Leicester at home, and then finally they've got Chelsea away.
There's a couple of fixtures, but
again, are we considering Chelsea away on the final day of the season like a difficult game?
This is the thing, though.
What Chelsea's going to turn up?
We're not Liverpool. There's no easy game for Newcastle. I feel like every game we still play now. Every game we play, I still feel like that we could easily just lose. Like,
that's
we could
just
lose
your mentality as a fan.
Like,
the players are super uber confident.
Yeah, that's what gives me a bit of hope.
And also, as a neutral, you look at Newcastle; they are forced to be reckoned with. But you've been
we've never done this before, though.
You've been years of hurt. It's same as Arsenal. Man United have Wolves at home, Bournemouth away, Chelsea and Fulham at home. So if you look at it,
United don't get top four, it's an absolute
I think they do. Three of those teams are pretty much beached, really, aren't they? Could consider at least.
The thing is, Liverpool can't even they can't slip up even drawing. They have to just win out from this position.
And United have four.
Villa, three or four at home, And I think they're unbeaten in 32 at home.
Do you know what's crazy? Is that essentially...
Really?
Yeah.
I'll say that again.
I think United are unbeaten in 32 at Old Trafford.
That's insane. But on the road, you're just
on the road, just dust. Yeah. Absolute dust. I think against the top 9 sides in the Premier League, they've lost 8.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's the maths. We both just need to win two games to United, secure it. Is that the maths?
United need to win three games, guarantee top four.
I think
United
Newcastle are two. Yeah,
you're probably two because you're what, 2 points clear of United. So
yeah, you're 3 points clear Liverpool and, with a game in hand.
Goal difference, Newcastle are clear of Man United, but goal difference, Liverpool are on 25 and we're on 32. So it's not even over there.
Liverpool have left it too late. They need too many other results to go their way.
The only thing is Villa is a difficult game as well. Yeah. Like, I know that Villa lost on the road to Wolves. They should have definitely beaten Wolves this week.
But they are a good side.
They are seriously good side.
Going for Europe as well themselves.
Exactly. And Unai Emery is the king of the Europa League. So he will be desperate to get in the Europa and win the thing.
What's going on with David De Gea? Is it his final year? Rumours of a new contract being signed?
Is he just going to retire there? Live out his days.
I don't think he's going to retire there.
No, I think he'll go to Spain, somewhere like Spain.
I think United are going to give him a new contract. I don't think, personally, as fans watching this, I think most United fans would agree that we would probably like to see him, you know, kind of just depart on good terms. He's out of contract in the summer. What better time just to let him move on?
Or a second choice keeper to help.
He's not going to become a second choice keeper. He's on too much money. He's on too much money to become a second choice keeper, I think. And United fans would be perfectly happy with saying, do you know what? Unreal service. I think record clean sheet holder at the club. Just move on.
Most player of the seasons in the current
fantastic.
Season.
Fantastic. He's been a fantastic servant, but right now doesn't fit with Ten Hag's style of play. No. The back does he? He's making errors consistently.
Who'd you get? David Rea.
I mean, in a dream world, I'd go and get Mike Maignan from AC Milan. Ooh. But I just don't think it's possible, mate. I think United are getting priced out of so many big problem areas this summer. Everybody knows United need a striker. They're getting it rinsed. Everybody knows they need a goalkeeper. They're getting it rinsed. Like,
Who's the perfect combo that you'd want from available
players? David Raya and Mbappe, I'm guessing.
Well, I just said Mike Maignan.
Mike Maignan would be my number one choice in goal. I don't know, Diogo Costa maybe as well, the Porto keeper. Yeah. I think it would be a good option. But David Raya is probably a budget option, 1 year left on his contract.
You should pillage Brentford and get Tony and Raya.
I think Tony would be amazing for you.
Oh, I completely agree.
I think Tony would be amazing for anyone.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you want Kane as your number one choice. Because Osimhen's not moving this summer. No. Like, just nobody's paying 150 million for Osimhen.
No.
And not off the back of what's
happening. De Laurentiis is going to run you ragged. 150 million minimum, something he's asking for Osimhen. I don't see Osimhen moving. So it's probably going to have to be Kane. And if it's not Kane, then maybe Tony. I think Lautaro Martinez would be a really good option for United up front as well.
As a solo number nine?
As a number nine, yeah.
He is unreal. I just feel like United need a proven Premier League goal scorer. You know what I mean? You know how they bought Van Persie and won the league?
Yeah.
If they get a Kane or a Tony, I think they can push for next season.
I think Kane, they could easily be in the title race because he's just guaranteed.
I think Kane's the man. I would say Kane's the man.
I think Tony is good enough to allow them to do that as well.
Yeah, he could be. I just feel it's more guaranteed with Kane.
Kane is nailed on. But I think Lautaro Martinez, he had an absolute pants World Cup, but I think his age, his profile as a striker fits nicely with Ten Hag's system. Drops deep, links up play. I think he's like, given that Inter Milan are in like dire financial straits, like £200 million loans to be repaid this summer, I think as like fourth or fifth choice, he'd be fine, Lautaro Martinez. Like, I wouldn't demand him as like my number one choice. Obviously, Kane, Osimhen, Tony, but like, yeah, I think he would be an all right fit if United can't find anyone else.
Who do you think gets top four then?
I think it's as it is, in all honesty.
I've still got
Liverpool one point behind, and you can see United dropping points.
United are totally capitulating.
Yeah, but where? Yeah. Where are they going to drop points?
Wolves at home.
They've got three games at Old Trafford out of the four.
Wolves at home.
I think Liverpool can do it.
You think this weekend?
Even Chelsea?
I just think that United have run out of steam. Like, what, they're 61 games into the season now, and the striking options aren't there to have an impact. Like, Martial coming off the bench is not scoring goals. Yeah. Like, he started the season under Ten Hag, was effective. He scored 9 Premier League goals in 3 years.
I've read that this morning.
That's mad.
It's crazy, isn't it? I was just about to bring it up.
If he wins a Ballon d'Or, though.
Veghorst isn't contributing goals. Like,
no.
If Rashford doesn't score, or United don't score, like, there's so much pressure on Bruno. Eriksen's not come back since the ankle injury the same. He's clearly unfit, like being forced to be played in midfield. Missing both the two starting centre-backs, so you have no ball progression with Lissandro Martinez there because he was doing all of Casemiro's ball progression.
And then you've got also David De Gea, who's prone
David
to a lot of
mistakes. David De Gea's letting in ridiculous goals. And also, Luke Shaw has been phenomenal at centre-back, but you lose all of his attacking out on the left-hand side when he's not there. So Malacia is just not able to do it.
Yeah.
Wan-Bissaka's having a good season but can't attack. Like, there's so many problems at United. Yeah. It's like panic stations. They need to get Garnacho fit quick. Garnacho needs to be back in the team this weekend.
Every time he came on, you know, it was a few months ago. Every time he came in, he'd play unbelievable.
Yeah, contribute as well.
Yeah,
United need him fit now, like getting back in the team. He's on the bench at the weekend, so hopefully he's back.
Do you know what is crazy, guys? Is that including the Arsenal result against Chelsea, Frank Lampard has the ability to decide who finishes top four and who wins the Premier League.
Wow, yeah, I've just seen this. Yeah.
Chelsea, and who goes down.
Mm.
Yeah. Chelsea have got Forest at home, City away, United away, Chelsea at Newcastle. Newcastle
they've
at home.
Got enough players, yeah.
They've got Forest, City, United, Newcastle.
Yeah. No, Frank.
Either Chelsea get 0 from 12.
Imagine they get 12 points in that situation. That would absolutely...
They're going to beat someone. There's going to be a shock in there somewhere, isn't there?
Do they beat Forest at Stamford Bridge?
Yes, I do think so.
Forest are so bad on the road.
Given the fact that Forest have now got 3 points off the Southampton game, I think...
They were good last night, Forest.
Yeah, they were Morgan, good. Gibbs, White.
But they're good at the City Ground. They're bad on the road.
Okay, so Chelsea beat Forest.
Yeah.
Could they go to the Etihad and get a point?
No.
We spoke about this. We spoke about this prodi saying, it'd be really romantic for them to just turn up and do a classic Chelsea 1-0. But honestly, I think it's like 5-6-0.
I don't know if it's that bad, but yeah, I don't see them getting a result there.
Yeah.
But I don't see City losing the game at home.
They could do it. I mean, look.
They're scoring goals now, at least. So.
João Felix scoring?
Does that count, scoring 3 away at Bournemouth as like scoring goals?
Yeah.
A Bournemouth team that's already saved.
Frank Lampard still got more goals than the club at the moment?
He probably does, surely.
Yeah, I think he does.
They've scored 34.
Okay, Chelsea. So he does, fair enough.
Could they get a point at Old Trafford?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I think United win that game again. Sorry, Chelsea.
At home to Newcastle, final day of the season.
No, that's at the Bridge, is
at
that?
At the Bridge, yeah.
They're getting packed in by two.
Worried? Well. I'd be worried if I was
I am starting to get a bit shaky. Like.
No, but surely if you've just said that if you win two or three of the three prior to that, then you're pretty much top four anyway.
I'm just interested to see how we respond, because going away to Leeds is a huge game. Their fans are like going to be mental. Nah, I'm telling you, I want to see if we get a bottle or not.
It's early kickoff, mate. So.
And it's Big Sam's Leeds.
This is what I mean.
Yeah. Is that this weekend?
Yeah.
That's Big Sam's first home game.
Kickoff, yeah.
Big Sam's first home game, the early kickoff. Yeah, fuck.
Gets his former club as well.
4-0 lead.
I've got faith personally. I reckon Chelsea can do a number for Arsenal.
I think you'd be more reliant on Brighton, mate.
I agree. And Brentford.
Although, what happened to Brighton last night?
We'll discuss that later because
a good transition.
We're obviously at the end, nearing the end of the season right now, and I thought we could do a little ranking of everyone's season so far. So we're going to give everyone a score out of 10, how we think they've performed.
Have you prepped for this, or are you just winging it?
I'm winging it, man.
Yeah, I'm going to wing it.
I want to get the Premier League table.
We'll start from the bottom and work our way up.
Numbers are pretty much...
Yeah, we start with Southampton, 1.
I would say Southampton, 2 out of 10.
What's the logic behind 2 then?
Because, look, they may be rock bottom, but they've had some mega results this season.
They've had the worst managerial appointment in Premier League history, arguably, with Nathan Jones. One of the worst sackings of the season in Ralph Hasenhüttl. They don't score goals, they can't defend.
I see your point, though, but don't they have 40% of their points from...
Let me explain to you. Here's why I gave them a 2 and not a 1. The 2 is because Leicester away, win. Chelsea at home, win. Arsenal at home, draw.
Beat Man City
in the Carabao Cup. Everton away, win. Chelsea away, win. Leicester at home, win. United away, draw. Tottenham at home, draw. Arsenal away, draw. How the hell are they...
But it's all contextualised, isn't it? Leicester going down.
Yeah.
Chelsea are absolutely awful.
Awful. And Everton are going down. Yeah,
and the only other games that are notable there, they've drawn.
And like United away... Like
maybe City Casemiro, in the cup?
Casemiro red card in like 20 minutes. Yeah, so they're playing against 10 men United.
City in the cup?
That was, I mean, granted, that's a good result, but it's not in the Premier League.
If Southampton fans
Massively rotated. Before the season, Southampton fans would look at that. That's a good three points for the Prem.
They would think, if they look at those fixtures and the results, they would look at them and be like, wow, we're going to be mid-table this season. No. Bottom, rock bottom, going down with a Wigan.
Chelsea were borderline in a relegation battle, so... They're the only notable team in that where you go, wow, fair enough. They're taking points
yeah, I'm not
both
sure.
games.
A draw against Arsenal so at the Emirates.
Yeah. And yeah, also, they ruined our Premier League title.
But also given some of their like exciting summer recruitment. Like I wouldn't say it was amazing, but it was like a change in strategy very clearly to sign these young, like hot prospects, taking loads of
I think United might go for Lavia. Stuff.
No.
No?
Where did you... Because obviously each season people tend to do Premier League predictions. Where did you actually have Southampton before the season?
Didn't have them going down.
Oh, did you not?
No, I think I had them like 14th or something. Okay, fair enough. 15th.
So I'm going 2 out of 10 for Southampton. You guys going 1?
I'm going 1.
Well, I thought they'd go down before the season started, and they have. So what is that, like a 10 out of 10?
Nailed it.
Leeds. Looking likely that they're going down.
Yeah.
Terrible. 2 out of 10.
Yeah. 3 out of 10. They've provided some good moments in terms of the Premier League.
Again, recruitment was amazing. The squad is decent.
Nonto, Manny, what a player.
Mate, they've got Ruta, Sinisterra, Nonto.
Tyler Adams, yeah, Weston McKennie. They signed Mark Rocker off Bayern.
Voba. Man, the squad they have is so not a relegation squad. I don't get it.
So they just get like scavenged when they go down?
Yeah, probably.
I think most of the teams will.
Nonto goes back to Serie A or something like that. I don't know if he stays. But
yeah. I'm going to give Leeds a 2 out of 10, same as Southampton.
How can
you give them the same as Southampton? 6 points clear of Southampton.
I just think Leeds are shit.
But there's been, but
Southampton have had actually some results. Leeds, I feel like, what have they had?
Well, 6 more points. Start.
Yeah, but
they might stay in the league.
Yeah, to be fair, they're not relegated. Yeah.
All right, I'll give Leeds a 3 out of 10.
Yeah,
I'll give Leeds a 3 out of 10. How about that?
Yeah.
Leicester. I'm going to say Leicester 2 out of 10.
Yeah, for sure. For the squad they have.
They should be at least mid-table. Yeah. At least.
Comfortably. Is their squad better than Leeds is?
Yes, yeah, James Maddison.
No, but take James Maddison out of it. Yeah.
Harvey Barnes.
Would he start as Willy Nonto? Does he start with Willy Nonto?
Harvey Barnes class.
Close.
That's a close one.
It's close.
Harvey Barnes. I just said that. Dewsbury Hall. Yeah, Vardy.
Does Dewsbury Hall start over Tyler
Vardy's
Adams?
Vardy's starting again. Tielemans.
Vardy's been terrible.
Castagna.
Yeah.
I think Leeds' squad is
Vardy's
notably...
Vardy's not been terrible. He just hasn't played him. When he has played recently, he's been scoring goals. And he missed the pen.
Let's go man for man. Goalkeeper. I'd take Melier and goal over Ward or Iverson.
That's the big problem that Leicester
have. They haven't had a Premier League.
Right back, probably...
Ricardo Pereira, if he's fit, I'd say.
Now, Castagna's playing well at the moment.
I would take both of the Leeds centre-backs over Soyuncu and Valpais. They have been terrible.
Yeah.
Left back, Castagna.
Yeah, you play Castagna. Or James Justin, but he's never fit.
Yeah, potentially. In midfield, I'd take Tyler Adams, I'd take Weston McKennie, and then Maddison.
Over Tielemans?
Tielemans barely plays, mate. He just doesn't get in the side.
Scores
he's
goals,
leaving.
Yeah. Scores well, he's.
Yeah, his technique is...
I think Leeds' squad is really underrated. Like, Nonto versus Barnes is a bit of a battle. I'd probably take Rodrigo. He scored 12 goals this season as the number 9.
What, over, like, Iheanacho?
Yeah. Really? Iheanacho is the streakiest player in the league, man. Like, scores like, in a burst and then just doesn't even get the team.
Well, the problem is they're both going down. We're arguing, but...
Yeah. I think Leicester are really in trouble after yesterday's result against Fulham. That was a disaster.
Yeah. It would be sad to see Leicester go down, you know? It would be sad. How have they won the Premier League?
They've had an amazing few years. This is an absolute capitulation, given they finished... The fifth last year, sixth, were
they? Yeah, they had two seasons back to back where they were supposed to finish top 4 and then ended up fifth.
Capitulate.
And then Rodgers.
Wonder if that will happen to
Newcastle.
The cash injection that they've had is.
What actually was the problem at Leicester, though? What's happened?
Is it their recruitment? Or Brendan Rodgers.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it not recruitment? I feel like their squad's basically the same as it is.
It went a bit stale under Rodgers, but.
You know what I mean?
It's stubborn management and.
The recruitment has been pretty poor.
Yeah,
at the back is in particular. Yeah. Like Soyuncu's going Athletic Madrid.
No season where Danny Ward and Iverson should be competing for a Premier League keeper. But Casper Schmeichel left, and
they didn't replace him.
And they're getting relegated. So make that what you will. You know.
Okay, Everton.
If they survive, I'll give them a 4 because they were managed by Frank Lampard for an abhorrent amount of time.
If they survive. I mean, yesterday's... What happened? we can't talk about it yet, can we? But what happened, I think... Yeah, if they stay up, then 4. Yeah. If they go down, then 1.
I think they recruit so poorly. They spent...
Dwight McNeil's been decent. And Onana.
I thought at the start of the season, the players they brought in were really good.
No, I don't know, mate.
Did you?
Yeah.
Who?
Onana, great signing.
Dwight McNeil.
No.
And who
else? How much did he spend on him?
I think he's a bit, he's decent. Outside bit of money, 40 million they spent on Onana.
Tarkovsky. The Keen?
Cody was this year?
I meant Cody.
Tarkovsky's been a good signing, but like...
Cody's good for like leadership and that stuff, but he's not like a Premier League leading like sort of centre back or anything. He's just like a decent.
Calvert-Lewin's
sort of...
been out for so long that's their
problem.
That
has killed.
Yeah.
But they did sign Mopé.
Yeah.
Fraud.
Who I thought was probably going to do something last night. Mm.
I don't know. Yeah, I think the recruitment's just been bad for years, man.
Yeah, the amount of money they've spent, and you look at the squad, you probably think should be better.
Over the past five, 6 years. Yeah. If you're extrapolating, but. I'm going to give
Everton a four because Everton shouldn't be in a relegation
battle. They might stay up now after that result as well.
Yeah, it was a big one.
Everton shouldn't be in a relegation battle. So I'm going four.
Four.
If they stay up, four. If they go down, one.
Forest. They bought basically half of
world football.
World football, yeah.
When was the last time Lingard made an appearance for them? I feel like he's just disappeared.
He has disappeared.
Do you know what?
Is he not injured?
I actually think Forest had an all right season. Like, not amazing, but like five probably.
Yeah, I'll give him a five. They're a good home team.
And I think people forget when they came up to the Prem, the squad was like decimated with loan players.
Yeah.
There was nowhere near a Premier League squad. They bought too many players, of course, but like some of the players have been pretty decent. Danilo's been an awesome signing in January.
Yeah.
Morgan Gibbs-White, absolutely sensational player.
Yeah. His touch yesterday.
How many he's been all right?
Yeah.
To see Morgan Gibbs-White's touch yesterday for Danilo.
Kane or Navas has been decent since the January pickup.
Revelation, considering. And you've got
provides a lot of experience.
You've got to remember as well, a lot of the good players that they've had this year, like Ryan Yates, obviously Brennan Johnson, they came through from the Championship as well. So,
and they've just stuck with Steve Cooper, man. Like, that was a brave decision from Marinakis. Yeah. Marinakis could easily have got rid of Steve Cooper. But if they go down again, like, it feels like they've bought 30 players and gone down.
Forest need to
I almost feel like 33 points is...
It might be enough, man.
Safe.
It actually might be enough.
Well, you say that, though, mate. If Leicester Leeds get one win, they're on 33 points.
Yeah, but are they going to get one win? Where's that coming from?
I don't see them winning a game for the rest of the year, though.
The fixtures are grim. The fixtures are seriously grim.
Who have Leicester got?
Well, we just spoke about a couple of them. They've got Newcastle. They've got... who else have they got?
Leicester have got... I can tell you who Leicester have got. Leicester have got...
Liverpool away.
Yeah. Liverpool at home, sorry.
Lost.
Yeah.
And then they've got... Newcastle away.
Lost.
Yeah.
And so Liverpool, season, Newcastle, and then they've got West Ham at home.
I don't think they get a win from that. Do you?
I think they could.
Possibly West Ham.
Scrape West Ham, but they're not beating Liverpool and Newcastle.
Look, final day of the season could actually be pretty exciting. Southampton away at Liverpool's L. Big L. They'll be gone by then.
The issue is for them, they could get whacked on goal difference next two games as well. Like, they could get turned over big time by those two sides.
It's a good job they got a couple yesterday because they could have... Compared to 5-1,
terrible.
I mean, Leicester are West Ham away. Leeds are... Leicester on the last day of the season have West Ham at home. Leeds have Spurs at home. You look at Forest away at Palace, maybe they could get a draw. Everton at home to Bournemouth.
I almost kind of think it might be done by then. I think potentially Forest and Everton are, you know, 3 or 4 points off the others at that point.
Do you think?
Maybe.
I think one more point for Forest keeps them up now.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, one more point.
I think 34 is the safety net, but we'll see anyway.
Well, thankfully for Chelsea, they're clear of that. So Forest, I'm going to give 5 out of 10.
Yeah, I'll give 5.
Let's speed this up then. West Ham, 3.
4.
Yeah, 4, I think, really underwhelming.
I know it's a Premier League only, but they could get a European trophy.
They could.
That would change it massively. Yeah. If they stay up and they win the Conference League, then it's like a 6.
Yeah.
Maybe even a 7, man.
I'll give them a 4.
Yeah.
7 if they win Conference League.
Although they did bring in Paqueta and Scamacca, and like Scamacca just can't get a game, and he's like
Paqueta is playing well at the moment. Paqueta is playing well at the moment.
Yeah, totally. Like last 2 months, he's been really good. Yeah, but Scamacca, like, he's injury problems. But
would they stick with Moyes over the summer? Do you think?
Why wouldn't they?
A lot of West Ham fans want him out.
15th, I think.
Yeah.
Do you think if they win the Conference League, he stays?
If he loses the Conference League and they finish 15th, I think he's in big trouble.
But they've got a bigger problem, haven't they?
Declan Rice.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they'll get a lot of money for Declan
Serious.
Rice.
Serious.
Apparently it's 125 mil, for a Champions League team to get him.
If you want to move to a Champions League team, it's
worth every penny.
How long is his contract?
Or 100 mil plus a player.
What, in
exchange? Yeah, I saw that as well.
Interesting.
100 mil plus Balogun.
So minimum 100.
100 mil plus Balogun.
Ooh, that's a smart move. But would Balogun...
Play for West Ham, yeah?
Do you reckon? I think he's enjoying his time over in France, you know.
Yeah, but he's a London boy.
I think Scamacca's going to go back to Italy, so I think there will be like a potential striker option up there. Although they have got Ings. I forgot they bought Ings.
Danny Ings, yeah.
Fuck, I forgot they bought Ings.
I mean,
I think West Ham wouldn't say no to Balogun, who's absolutely flying.
Antonio and Ings have, what, a combined 40 minutes between them per game. So.
100 million plus Lokonga?
Yeah, well, I mean, when was the last time he played football for Arsenal?
Well, he plays for Palace, doesn't he? So.
Well, there you go.
That'll do it.
That usually gets it.
West Ham, five or...
Bournemouth, 9. And as our...
I agree.
Yep.
Maybe even close to a 10.
Close to a 10.
Yeah.
Close and to as 10. Resident, who is not here, obviously
he's not resident.
Yeah.
He's going to have a snapped arm and a bald head.
And no career.
Yeah.
Because apparently he's telling us it's an AI generated video.
Yeah, we've never even had him on the show. I don't know how he broke
deep
it
fake.
On.
Yeah, it was a deep fake of him saying if Bournemouth stay up, he'll delete all his social media. But I don't know about that one.
He's not even here to argue it.
Wolves.
Oof, tough. I mean, since Lopetegui came in, maybe like.
Yeah, I was going to say, before that appointment, they were three or four.
They couldn't score goals.
They were rock bottom. They had 15 points from 20 games, I think, when Lopetegui took over.
And they're now sat in 13th on 40 points.
Mm. I'll give them a 7.
2 points behind Chelsea.
They timed that perfectly, though, didn't they? They waited for the World Cup break, and then he got his time. Like, and it was a bit back and forth to get him in the door. That's such a good appointment, Lopetegui. He's banging. Yeah.
I'll give him a 6 or 7. I'm going to give him a 6.
Maybe.
6.
It's still a decent squad, though, isn't it, again?
No, it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a top up.
Done 50 million on Matheus Cunha in January, didn't they?
Yeah.
Palace. They sort of just haven't moved from 12th.
They never do.
I give them a 9 since Roy was appointed.
Yeah. Goal scoring machines.
9.
Since Roy.
Don't know.
I'll give them a 7.
No. Overall season, I'd say...
7. Yeah, I agree. 7.
Yeah,
I'll give them a 7.
Mate, it's where people would say
they are a
12th
placed club.
Yeah. For sure. That's what I mean.
They love the 12th spot.
Yeah, they really do. Well, Chelsea, man.
2. Yeah. The worst
football team ever.
No, it's just like I've never seen anything like it. To spend 600 million, like, I've never seen anything like it, man. Like, how bad has this project
just
turned?
Every
overnight?
Point throughout the season has just been full of memes for them. Like, João Felix came in first game, red card, banned for 3 games. That cost them like £1.2 million. Yeah. Like, everything has just gone.
Now, but they signed their club legend as manager to help them do bits.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? That's kind of ruined. Like, I know that his reputation was already really low, Frank, after the Everton performance, but like, I feel like this is really,
really
like,
got the final nail.
He's even played for the club now.
I love Frank Lampard.
People forget how A, nice of a man he is, and B, how good of a footballer he was. Yeah. All you get remembered now is the shittest manager in the league.
Yeah,
he's going to be a pundit now after this job. Surely.
Frank Lampard has been so bad that people
just needs to go abroad.
People forgot how bad Stephen Gerrard was. He's outdone him again.
Like, he just needs to go abroad, I think, Frank, doesn't he? Like, just get out of the spotlight a little bit.
Just go to Dubai for a few weeks, get a nice tan, have a reset.
Do a company. But yeah.
Yeah, 2, I think. There's
and even, sorry to just bang on, but even when you consider that Chelsea nabbed Potter, took the entire backroom staff of Brighton, and they're 4 places below Brighton in the league.
And Brighton absolutely stuffed.
Yeah. It's funny, man.
Fulham.
9.
Unreal 9.
9.
Yeah.
I think a lot of
they
people
are so good, man.
Predicted them to
so
go down,
good.
Right? A lot of people said they'd go down at the start of the season.
I had them down.
Did you?
I had them.
Yeah. I think I had them down.
I had Bournemouth, Saints and... Fulham.
Yeah.
I had the promoted ties going straight back down, all three of them. None of them were going to go back down.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Fulham, solid 9.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
And they've dealt without Mitrovic.
Yeah.
And they just play amazing football. It's like 9, but they're also a really good football team.
Yeah, and like Pellini is one of the revelations of the season. Yeah.
Harrison Reed. Burnt Leno.
Harrison Reed's been absolutely been spectacular. Cool. I mean, Tim Ream.
Yeah.
Who, when he first came up to the Prem, was an absolute meme. Yeah, and this season has been sensational. Tim Ream.
Yeah, for Brentford.
Ream. 8.
Yeah, I'll give him an 8.
Lowest budget in the league?
For sure.
I would say 8 or 9. Yeah. To be even in consideration for a European spot, I think Thomas Frank's working miracles there.
Yeah.
It's also like he's made like it's a fortress, man.
Yeah, yeah.
The G-Tech community. Like, it's a fortress, isn't it? So nobody wants to go there.
Yeah. They've only lost 1-0 to Liverpool at Anfield.
Mate, they roll over all of the top 6 sides.
They drew against us.
Yeah,
they beat pretty much all of the top 6 sides, smashed United apart, beat City at the Etihad.
Yeah.
So hard.
Only team to do so this season.
Mm.
Is it?
Maybe, yeah. Consider it.
Beat City at the Etihad.
Probably.
A very small number if it's not, yeah.
Very impressive. Villa.
Eight. Post Unai Emery. I mean, what the hell
you've got to
has
take
happened
before
here?
And after the...
It's like BCAD,
exactly,
isn't it?
Man.
Yeah.
AG, after Gerrard, I think like we're talking like eights and nines under Unai Emery, man.
Three
He's
points behind Spurs.
Yeah.
Can they do it? Can they get sixth?
Absolutely. They just need Europa
League.
They
get sixth, man.
They just need seventh, don't they?
Seventh is what they need for Europa League, isn't it?
I called Villa to finish sixth.
Or is it
start of the season?
Sixth is Europa League, and then seventh might be Conference League. I'm not too sure. But either way, if he gets them into Europe after being in the relegation...
I think it depends. If Manchester City win the Champions League, then it extends to seventh.
Oh, really?
I think.
I love Unai Emery, man. What a guy. Like, I hate the treatment of Unai Emery in like some of the British media, like this like sort of joke character.
Yeah.
He is of the good awesome bin. Man. Like he's such a good manager.
Serial winner.
He's just like an unreal tactician. Yeah. Like overnight has Villa playing in such a good brand of football. Like Tyrone Mings looks unreal under Unai Emery.
Do you remember when you last time? We were not overrated 11.
I know. He's unreal in this Unai Emery system. Yeah. Like Jacob Ramsey, unreal. Douglas Luiz is like one of the best deep line playmakers in the league.
Yeah.
Well, Ollie Watkins has got what?
Too many goals.
Yeah, too many goals at this stage, yeah.
Too many men.
I love Unai Emery.
Yeah, so well, imagine calling Villa to finish sixth at the start of the season and getting ridiculed for it. Moving swiftly on.
You said it under Steven Gerrard.
It's still saying Aston Villa. No, it doesn't matter who's in charge. It doesn't matter who's in charge. They still have the same fucking squad.
Yeah, no, of course you give that to him.
It doesn't matter.
You give it to him. He got it right. The game wasn't to predict managers. He got sixth.
Yeah.
Sorry, they're still an eight.
Oh,
yeah, but they could
still.
Get it.
What are you talking about? They might not even get the sixth.
The
spot.
Whole year, but you're under a different manager. If it's such a stupid and irrelevant.
It's not.
It is
not.
Coventry or W.
Yeah, and even the chat back me.
Who?
All the comments back me on that one, saying, "Oh, it doesn't matter who's in charge at the time."
It makes a huge difference.
No, saw the potential of the team.
I saw the potential of the team.
He did.
They got great players. They just needed a guy in charge, man. He's going to get him firing. You look so fucking dumb, man.
That's exactly how it works, yeah.
Like, you're dumb and jealous. That's what you are.
They're not even sixth yet.
Mate, you're
not even
mate, you're moving
like,
salty.
What is going on?
Do you want some chips with that salt?
Mate, I think I predicted them like nine. What if they nine?
Moving swiftly on.
Just Tom's right here. I know what you're doing.
Brighton.
10. No,
9, 10. Close to, yeah.
They are so good, man.
10.
They are
given they had their entire
team stolen.
Yeah, ripped apart.
Yeah.
Tony Bloom, best owner in world football, Tony Bloom's got to be a contender, isn't he?
The appointment of De Zerbi as well, man. What a fucking signing
that is.
He's
going to get ripped by another big Premier
League. Well, Brighton about to get ripped. They're going to get...
Yeah. Brighton will just go, okay, no worries. We plan for this. Next one on the production line. Yeah. Right, it's sound.
Who replaces McAllister? They'll find someone.
Yeah.
They'll find someone.
They'll be absolutely
fine. Look at Danny Welbeck scoring goals. Still.
I know. Yeah. I mean, João Pedro... I'm already concerned how many goals he's going to score next season in this Brighton side. Mm. If Tony Bloom's willing to stump up £30 million, you know he's like a well beater.
Yeah. Solid 9 out of 10. Spurs. They are sat in sixth still.
Yeah, but it's been bad for them. 5 or 6. It's been a bad season for them, hasn't it? Like,
Six,
I think off the
six.
Field, there's just been so many problems. Like Conte, Gate, and like potentially losing Harry Kane. No progression. Champions League football last season, now they're sixth. I think it's just a regression.
You've got to
again.
Remember, before the season started, obviously, we're going back to predictions again.
Well, I had them third, but I think. Yeah,
I had them third.
Well, Harry Kane's on for one of his best seasons ever.
Yeah, it's going to be sick watching him at Old Trafford next
season.
It's
his best season ever. Yeah. Goal scorer,
and he's been outshone by a Norwegian giant.
Yeah. But he is just unreal Kane, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's actually a joke.
He's,
like,
he's single-handedly
so
pulling that team to a European spot.
Pulling that team. Solid 5 for Spurs, that crap. Liverpool sat in 5th. How? I don't know.
5?
Yeah, 4 or 5.
They should be
competing
for the title.
We all had them as title challenges.
You look at their squad. If they sort their midfield out, man, they're a joke.
You remember when it was like, who's going to have the better season, Nunes or Haaland, at like the start?
Yeah.
Do you know what though? Nunes has had the worst
like
start
I said
season.
Nunes was going to outscore him. I never said that.
He basically did. He did. Mm. He did.
Nunes hasn't... Like, he's not been awful though, is he?
No,
I'm going to stick up for him a little bit.
He's not been awful.
I like him.
And one thing all Liverpool fans will tell you is the most exciting player they have at that club is Darwin Nunes.
Yeah, because he's
no one knows what's going to happen.
He's
with
a donkey.
Boy.
But does he start in their best 11?
He's a fast donkey.
Does he start in their best 11?
I don't think he does.
I think he's better impact player.
Like, he's that guy.
I think Cody Gakpo's been really good.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially last month.
Yeah. But Nunes is that guy you just bring on and go,
a bit deep,
just do Nunes things, man. He'll score a goal. He'll run out of defenders. He'll go around the keeper and miss an open goal. He'll provide excitement.
I think,
and at the end of the day, football's an entertainment sport, and he provides entertainment.
I think even if they get fourth, it's like a six. Like, that's still a disappointing season for Liverpool to finish fourth.
No,
but
I agree.
But
yeah.
In contextually, they'll be happy with that because they've just, like, drop-off's been crazy.
Man United.
It's so variant, isn't it, on the top four places?
They've got a cup. They've got a
seven,
cup.
Seven or eight?
They've got a cup.
Yeah, that's the reason.
That does boost it, doesn't it? And they're in a cup final as well.
Yeah.
Nobody really thinks they're going to beat City, but strange things have happened, didn't they?
They could be on for the domestic double here.
I don't think it's going to happen, mate, but...
Would they beat them at Old Trafford?
Yeah, but they also ship six at the Etihad.
Yeah, it's true.
I think, seven maybe.
If
United get Champions League football and win the FA Cup, which is like some miracle happening, then it's like a nine. So it's six.
Yeah,
it's unreal for a season to Ten Hag. But they could easily...
I think they will get Champions League. I think they will.
If they finish fifth and only win the Carabao, then it just is very disappointing. Even though at the start of the season, like, I probably would have taken that.
But do you know what?
I think I put...
Do you know what annoys me?
Seventh,
same. Here's something, mate. You know, you're a knowledgeable guy.
Thanks, Theo.
Carabao Cup and Champions League, or Carabao Cup and fifth. All the United fans are saying they've had a better season than Arsenal. Shut up.
Well, if you get Champions League...
Shut up. Yeah. Shut up!
I get the argument objectively when people look back and they go, "Okay, cool, they've won something." But in terms of an actual Premier League season, there is no denying that Arsenal have had a better Premier League season.
I'm saying season overall, Premier League season.
But also Arsenal, but Arsenal, no one expected them to be where they are, playing the brand of football they are.
I'm an Arsenal fan, and I said us fifth. And the fact that we led the Premier League for over 200 days is insane.
You have equally just said you expected Man United to finish seventh, and that's the same amount of positions back than where they might finish in fourth, so, with a trophy.
Who predicted United
finish
seventh?
So have they not also surprised everyone?
I did.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, United's worst ever season in Premier League history last year.
Yeah, they were shocking, weren't they?
Yeah, Ronaldo though.
Yeah, which was kind of a problem.
Yeah, that was a massive
issue. But they made the same amount of jumps in the table than people expected, but plus a trophy.
I think if you like, there's two ways of looking at it. More successful if United finish fourth and win a trophy and Arsenal finish second, then it's United. But better, like, Arsenal fans have had a better time watching their club than Man United fans have. Like, United fans, I've been so stressed.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't watched United and enjoyed it for about 2 months.
We've had so many moments of joy.
Yeah, man, I agree.
Great moments throughout the season.
Better season Arsenal, more successful season could be United. But even then, it might not be because they might finish fifth.
Arsenal can win the Premier League, man.
Yeah, exactly.
You all up.
you have to admit, given the points total and the way that teams have played,
Arsenal and Man City are
so clear of the rest of the Premier League this year.
Yeah. I'm looking at it black and white. Like, definitely, you've like played better football. You play a bit of football and everything. You play a bit of football, but ultimately, you won a trophy.
That's
what are you doing?
You just broke my finger. Did not hear it. The click echoed around the room. Man United, I'm going to give a seven.
I'll give a provisional eight.
Yeah, variant between seven and nine.
Yeah.
Somewhere between
Newcastle United.
10?
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure, 10.
Really?
Mate, who, you tell me,
I'll go
at
nine.
The start of the season,
final,
anyone expected them?
What?
I'll go nine.
Relegation last year.
Yeah, and
I don't want to give you. I don't want to give you perfection because there's been.
Yeah, perfection would have been the trophy, I guess.
Yeah.
Nine.
Peak though, if you actually finish fifth.
No,
I don't see it.
But it is.
Honestly, if we finish fifth, you would see me again. I quit.
No, I'd give you a 10 if you weren't the richest club in world football.
But we haven't spent the money.
No, I know.
Bullshit.
I know, but I have to.
How much have you spent over the last year?
Quite a bit.
Less than Nottingham Forest this season.
No, but Lewis,
they have signed 30 players.
That's because you got rid of Chris Wood to Nottingham Forest.
And they've signed 30 players.
You said about, I think if Newcastle don't get Champions League, it's a disappointment.
From this position,
they will be fumed.
It'll be the same as like you's not winning the league.
But the problem is,
well, we're competing at sea.
The problem is, it's an inevitability that it happens in the future now.
It's the thing,
unfortunately,
is, for them as well. Like it's big for them financially to get Champions League football. Like because the FFP changes, like depending on where you finish in the league and your revenues, they can spend so much more money if they get in the Champions League.
Also,
all the rest of the league should be like, I hope they finish
third. The amount of big players that are available, and if Newcastle's finished third or fourth and have that money to spend, like there's like Howell said himself, that our transfer targets differ massively compared to Champions League. So it just speeds everything up. Like, say next year, if people come back and we don't get top four again, it can just delay the whole process.
But you've got to remember that a lot of people after the takeover went, okay, Newcastle probably will get Europe this season, but it'll be about fifth or sixth. So the fact of coming fourth is great. But you're not challenged for title. But not a perfect Premier League.
I'm not even joking when I say this. Yeah, the difference between Newcastle finishing fourth and fifth is their ability to sign a Neymar.
But they don't want to sign a Neymar.
No, I know, but a Neymar. As in,
they don't want to sign
someone like Neymar isn't going to go to
his default player every time.
No, I'm saying a Neymar as an example. What I'm saying is, a Neymar is a Champions League player. He's not going to drop down to Europa League.
He's a superstar, isn't he? He's a superstar.
We are the living proof that you don't need that. We went and went top three with Dan Byrne at left back.
Like,
you know what I mean? Like Jacob Murphy playing right wing.
But it gives you the option to sign a superstar or a Champions League level player.
That's what Chelsea do, and look where they've done.
All right, fine. All right, mate. Go fucking buy Championship players aim.
No, we just need to get depth into the team and continue building the right characters.
I agree.
And you did spend $50 million on Anthony Gordon.
Yeah, that one, I might say, could be a slip up.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying, with the Champions League will open doors for you to get these bigger profile
the right
players.
Character. Neymar wouldn't be the right character or that type, but like, someone who's played in the Champions League.
That's
would
why
be
I said
good.
A Neymar. Yeah.
All you've done is sped up the process, because people thought that you would have this progression, but a little bit slower. The fact that you've exceeded expectations from finishing fifth or sixth to fourth or above is what grants you a 9 out of 10. I'm not giving you a 10.
Did you have them in the top seven, like six, seven in your preseason?
I think I did. I think sixth. I think I said sixth.
Well, anyways, moving on to that club, Arsenal.
10.
Don't even smirk. Don't even bother.
We're
competing against the greatest Premier League side.
I didn't see
basically
anything.
Ever. Bro, they're on for a treble.
Their strikers just won Golden Boot with the most goals in a Premier League season ever, mate. What do you want from
them? I didn't see a word.
You smirked.
I didn't mean to.
How are Arsenal competing against arguably the greatest Premier League side ever, who potentially could win a treble with a robot up front and the greatest midfielder the Premier League's ever seen, and we're 1 point behind them? Fucking grow up. 10 out of 10. Jog on to Man City.
What would you honestly have given us?
I'd give you a 9.
What would have deemed a 10 if we were 3 points clear?
Or 9.5, because that might be harsh. I just feel like, the same way I'd give Newcastle a less result if we didn't get Champions League. I just think from the position you're at, you should have won the league. But like, you're done class. 9.5.
Yeah, it's definitely a 10.
It's definitely a 10. Yeah. Man City?
10.
10.
Yeah. I mean, they're on course to the treble, aren't they?
If they don't win the Premier League, though, I can't give them a 10.
No, definitely not. But they are on course to the treble as we sit here today.
Man City cannot bottle the Premier League from here. Embarrassing if they do.
Yeah, nice. Nice.
Honestly, if they lose the title from this position, the biggest bottle in world football.
Of all time.
Embarrassing. Yeah.
They've got a guy competing for Ballon d'Or and they can't win.
They've got
the
two
prem.
People in their teams who could get the Ballon d'Or this year. Two in one team. If they don't win the league and the treble, our biggest bottle jobs ever.
Do you know what? I actually think they do just do that, though.
As we sit here today, they're on course for the treble.
No. I promise you they're going out to Real Madrid.
Madrid tonight?
I promise you, yeah.
Yeah.
I promise you Real Madrid beat them.
See, Rooney thinks that they absolutely destroyed
them. I think they destroyed Madrid.
I think so.
I promise you Real Madrid beat them.
You are a big Real Madrid.
I called
Madrid
it last year.
I'll have 20 pounds of you now they don't
beat them. City winning like 2-0.
Go on. Don't shake quid. Away, though.
Cross two legs or in both games.
I called it last year. Real Madrid were 2-0 down to City, weren't they? I said
no. I completely agree. But the City of this year, and not the City of last year.
And the curse has been lifted as
it
well.
It has. The Yaya curse has gone.
Not
mate.
The curse. Oh, Real Madrid's
and they didn't have Haaland last year.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
I promise you, Real Madrid.
Haaland's going to ransack Madrid.
Yeah.
No way. There's actually no way. Where's the game tonight?
Clip this. Oh,
is it
please.
Real Madrid or City?
I think it's
Is that Madrid? Tonight. Is that Madrid tonight?
Oh, is it?
It's at Madrid tonight. And then Etihad second leg.
Why does that make a difference, though?
That's favourable for Man City.
Yeah,
they get results tonight. They go to the
Man
Etihad.
City.
I promise you, Real Madrid go through.
I think if they win the treble, it's
clip,
11,
clip that bit because. Yeah.
Because then this City team, if they win the treble, will be
United doing them in the final.
The best. Yeah, we hope anyway.
Well. you finally got to that moment in the podcast where we can finally talk about Everton. Yeah,
paused him for a good hour.
Everton and Brighton. What I don't get... Also, can we talk about how there was 45 goals scored?
I know.
Yeah, 21.
Monday.
It's
crazy. What's the stat, Lou?
So it's the first time in Premier League history that in a day where there's three games or less, 21 goals have been scored. So like they broke the record there.
Mm-hmm. Congrats, Premier League.
Woo.
Congrats, Barclays, man.
Yeah.
How have they done it at the Amex?
I don't know. I don't even think Sean Dyche knows, does he? Because like, they were in like freefall prior to that game. Conceding so many goals, couldn't win a match, and then Dwight McNeil just turns into Maradona. Yeah. It's crazy, man. Like, what happened? Dwight McNeil just absolutely tearing Brighton to shreds.
Yeah.
The Koure was finishing like...
yeah, volley!
And it's like Erling Haaland up top, yeah, just smashing in goals. It's unreal. Yeah, I have to say, like, that probably keeps him up, doesn't it? Like, one win.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, man.
I think that...
Given that they've got the easiest fixtures, Everton.
Yeah.
They've still got to play Bournemouth and West Ham, I think. They've got the most favourable fixture list other than City.
How is McAllister scoring goals on his back? Have you seen his goal?
Yeah, I have.
Hits him and he still gets another goal.
I know.
Everything's going right for Big Mac. Is that one of the most shocking results this season?
It's the most shocking
result.
Yeah,
definitely. Given the...
Over the 7-0? Was it 7-0?
Liverpool, oh, shit. I've blanked that from my mind. Yeah. Blocked it out. No, 7-0 is, 7-0. But 5-1
away. Top three,
the thing is, the 7-0 will last an eternity. Like, people will look back in 50 years and post that scoreline. Unless Brighton become one of the biggest teams in world football and Everton suddenly have a massive drop-off, they're never going to be like, right, do you remember that time on Monday bank holiday?
You know, that was Everton's, before that game, prior, Everton's last and only away league victory this season was against Southampton in October, 2-1.
Yeah, mental.
Crazy. Like, the defence has, like, just been terrible, like, recently.
Yeah.
Even under Sean Dyche, we all thought Sean Dyche would just come in and just be like, shore this up.
Yeah.
It's been as bad as it was under Lampard defensively. But they just, everything they hit went in. Like, XG was, like, 2.
Yeah, Steele made one save, and then the rest just went past him.
Yeah, not good. But, I mean, Brighton as well, that is a mud result, given they've still got to play City and Newcastle and you.
Yeah.
That's probably European football over.
Yeah, they had three games in hand to make a charge.
Bottled it. Biggest bottlers, man. Obviously, Leicester lost 5-3 against Fulham. That's such a bad result for Leicester. That was
their game to get points.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I don't think...
Where do you think Madders is going to go?
Newcastle.
Do you?
Or Spurs. I think he's a Tottenham Hotspur footballer, man. Loves London.
London lifestyle.
Where does he play in that Spurs team, though?
It would be like where Eriksen used to play, because obviously Kane's off, isn't he?
So they don't play that formation anymore, do they?
No, they don't, but whoever comes in next will probably...
Yeah.
No, based on the team around James Maddison. Yeah.
Julian Nagelsmann.
Well, lads, there's five teams potentially you can go down, I reckon. Yeah. You've got obviously Forest, Everton, Leicester, Leeds, Southampton. Forest's next three fixtures are Chelsea, Arsenal, Palace.
Oh. But they got their win last night, man. Yeah, they got points on the board.
Exactly.
They're only 3 points
one
from safety,
point,
though.
1 point keeps
against
them up.
Who?
Palace. You said it earlier.
Is Palace
at home or away?
Away.
Away.
Oh, disaster. Yeah. They only win at the City Ground, man.
Yeah.
On the road.
Everton got City, Wolves, Bournemouth. You look at Everton and think, wow, that's...
Wolves and Bournemouth, it's two...
Bournemouth at home, Wolves away.
Both on the beach.
Leicester have Liverpool, Newcastle, West Ham. It's not good.
I don't see it.
Leeds, Newcastle, West Ham, Spurs. Not good.
Newcastle,
no. Southampton.
That's not terrible, man. Like, it's not amazing, but are any of those games at Elland Road?
Elland Road are Newcastle and Spurs.
And Big Sam factor. Like,
Spurs last day of the season is potential.
I agree. Like, that's like, I could see Spurs just turning up already on the beach. Yeah. Capitulation. Do you know what I mean? Like, all over the game.
Southampton, Fulham, Brighton, Liverpool. You know what?
They're gone.
Southampton are gone, mate. They have to win every single game.
Barring Southampton, I genuinely think it... All to play for still.
I think Leicester are gone. I think mentally they're gone. Like, to ship 5 at Fulham yesterday, they're going to get battered next two games. Could ship 10 across those two games as well.
Yeah.
Goal difference will be shot to bits and then they are basically dead.
They had such a good goal difference as well. Like,
they're on minus 15.
Yeah.
No, but compared to the teams around them, I mean.
Mm.
And since then, they've just...
They got the best goal difference out of the bottom five.
Yeah, but they have got to play Liverpool and to Newcastle.
Newcastle.
They could get turned. If they shipped 5 against Fulham yesterday, they could get turned.
They've got to play Newcastle at St. James's Park. That could be a 5-0.
Be. Or it could be a 2-1 Leicester.
Like, same with like Liverpool. Like, we saw Liverpool went to Leeds and slaps, 6 was it in there? Like, they could just easily see the same happening at
Leicester.
The
more they go for it, bigger problem.
Well, I don't know about you lot.
I'm going Leeds and Leicester.
Leeds and Leicester.
As it is. I think I agree. Yeah. I don't see them getting any points.
Just rather have the points on the board.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
Reeve.
Yes.
It's now time to talk Super Six. Yeah. And once again, I've had a rotter.
Well, football was a little bit broken, wasn't it?
Yeah, some weird results.
Yeah.
If anyone got any of them, I'd be absolutely amazed. I got 6 points.
I got 6 points. So that's what? 3 correct.
I got
results.
City to beat Leeds.
Yeah, me too.
Correct result. Spurs Palace wrong. I've said 2-1 Bournemouth. That's 3-1 Chelsea. I predicted Wolves to lose 2-1. They won. I got Liverpool win and Arsenal win.
Oh.
I said 2-1 Arsenal.
Interesting.
Yeah. What did you say for Arsenal?
I said 2-2. I thought it'd be...
You didn't back your own guy.
I thought it'd be a Desmond away from home. The Spurs result I didn't get right. So
you got the Spurs result right?
Yeah, I thought they'd win.
Really? Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Now, Reeve McGeevy.
Yes, mate.
There's a lot of teams going up and down in the Premier League.
Happens at the end of each season.
It does. But it's made me start to question and really think about what would be the most ideal Premier League season for me. What teams would be in the Premier League? Because there's a lot of teams right now sitting in League One who are...
Yeah, you look back and you think, they're Premier League football clubs. What are they doing?
Yeah, and
there?
Into Championship.
Yeah.
So I thought we'd do a little segment of the show where we decide the best Premier League set of 20 teams.
Yeah. I had a joke lined up that it would be, oh, Celtic and Rangers, because they're always compared to how they were doing the Premier League. But unfortunately, we're just going to keep it within the English.
Mate, if you want Celtic or Rangers in your Premier League...
Yeah, but how interesting would that be?
Diabolical!
It would, wouldn't it? Imagine having one season where Celtic or Rangers were in the Premier League. Then you really would get the affirmation of how would they do in the Prem.
Yeah, but it also would be the end of Scottish football.
Or the beginning.
No, it would be the end. Look, Burnley and Sheffield United obviously promoted to the Premier League. You currently got Luton, Middlesbrough, Coventry and Sunderland in the playoffs. Would you like to see any of them promoted?
Oh, Borough back in the Prem.
Borough?
Yeah.
Now, I'm actually, rather than mixing teams around, I've actually done it slightly different for my Premier League all-time
What do you mean? What do you mean?
I've gone down the route of...
Have you just picked one season from the Premier League history? And
Yeah. Because I think this is serious Premier League.
Peak Premier League football is what year for you?
2004-05.
When Chelsea won the league?
Yeah. It was a season after Arsenal won it.
Yeah.
But it was just, I'll tell you why, it was because I had like FIFA 2005 as like my first proper FIFA. And I just remember playing with the teams in the Prem and thinking, this is class.
Yeah.
Like, this is actual class.
I still remember them menus.
Yeah. I have actually changed one team in it though.
Go on then. Well, list the teams because I can't remember the entire 20 off the top of my head. So you...
Okay. So that season, Southampton finished bottom, ironically, as they are this season. But I'm going to replace Southampton with Leicester City. I want to see them in the Prem.
Yeah.
I like Leicester as a Premier League club. I think
they're a Premier League winner.
Yeah, exactly.
So they
deserve to be in it.
Absolutely.
I've then gone for Norwich. Darren Huckabee.
This is like news to me because I can't remember the 2004-05 season. Off
yeah,
the top of my head,
I'm gonna. So my all-time favorite. If I wanted a Premier League season next year, these are the teams I'd have in it.
Go on.
Okay, I've got Leicester.
Yep.
Norwich, Palace.
Yep.
West Brom.
Yep.
Shout out Tom. RIP. Not quite. Pompey, Portsmouth.
Portsmouth. Yeah.
I remember going away to Fratton Park to see Arsenal play.
Yep.
Blackburn Rovers. Give me Morton Gamps Pedersen.
Yeah, yes.
I've then got Newcastle. Fulham.
Okay.
Now, as an Arsenal fan, you might think, do you want them in there? I said Birmingham City.
Right.
I think growing up, they were always in the Prem.
Yeah.
Yes, they haunted Eduardo and it was, you know, not ideal. But I think Birmingham, you know, shout out Tom. Charlton Athletic.
Charlton, that's a good shout.
Yeah.
Forgot about them.
Yeah, because Arsenal, you know, Van Persie scoring the volleys. My first ever football match I ever went to see Arsenal play was Arsenal beating Charlton 3-0 at Highbury.
Big moments from Charlton in Premier League history.
Exactly. I've then got Villa.
Yep.
Tottenham.
Yep.
Man City.
Yep.
Middlesbrough.
Yep.
Bolton. By the way, this season, Middlesbrough 7th.
How many teams are in this year?
Middlesbrough 7th, Bolton 6th.
You've not mentioned any of the big...
Hang on.
Yet.
So Bolton, Middlesbrough, Bolton, Liverpool, Everton, United, Arsenal, Chelsea. I did say Man City.
You don't have Spurs in the Premier League.
I did say Spurs.
Did you?
Yeah, mate, I'm telling you again. Here it is. Leicester, Norwich, Palace, West Brom, Portsmouth, Blackburn.
So it's 20.
Leicester, Norwich, Palace, West Brom, Portsmouth, Blackburn, Newcastle, Fulham, Birmingham, Charlton, Villa, Spurs, City, Middlesbrough, Bolton, Liverpool, Everton, United, Arsenal, Chelsea. Now, granted,
I've realised a few that you've missed.
There's no Forest, which people might get angry about. There's no Leeds United.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Which people might get angry about.
Yeah.
But game's the game. Get over it. That's my 20. What's yours?
My 20, obviously not including the Celtic and Rangers little joke, is Arsenal, of course. This is no particular order, by the way. I've just put teams that I thought off the top of my head. Aston Villa, Manchester City and United, of course. Chelsea, Newcastle, Liverpool, Everton, Leeds. So I do have Leeds in the Prem. West Ham, Palace, Spurs.
Oh my God.
What?
I didn't include West Ham.
Ooh.
Now replace Birmingham with West Ham.
Okay. They've got to go back and do that again. West Brom, Stoke, Sunderland, Leicester, Blackburn, QPR, Bolton.
QPR.
And Brighton.
I didn't have Brighton.
The reason why I've included Brighton, obviously they're not, you know, like a massive, huge Premier League club we consider them now, but I think the way that their model works and where they're going to go in the future.
No Brentford?
No, not for me. Not long enough, I don't think.
See, I went all down nostalgia tactics.
Yeah, well, you did literally pick a season from 04.
Yeah, because I loved it. That was quintessential. Yeah. But I would replace Birmingham with West Ham, actually.
Yeah.
Because West Ham are massive.
Yeah. There's some good ones in there. I included Sunderland, who I know a lot of people, you know, still consider.
You could actually
be a
have
Premier League club.
A league of 40 teams. If you just combine the Championship and the Premier League, that would be carnage.
It would be.
That's
too many games.
It's mad that there are so many huge clubs that aren't in the Premier League, and some are even sitting in League One.
Yes. Yeah.
Let me have a look.
Yeah, Bolton, when you say.
Yeah. Bolton.
I mean, that's huge.
Campo.
Yeah.
Kevin Davies.
UC Eskalinen.
Kevin Nolan.
Just list the entire squad from that scene. Yeah, fair enough.
Look, I'm looking at the League Two team.
Are there any big omissions
from League Two?
Or in your 20 that you think probably are a Premier League team?
I'm including West Ham.
Yeah, of course.
I would maybe put Brighton in because of now.
Yep.
And I'm obviously from there.
They seem like a mainstay Premier League team now.
You can say the same for Brentford, though. They've sort of...
I don't think
they've come up and they stayed up.
They have.
I don't see them going down anytime soon. Or ever.
I agree with that. And the reason I also agree with... You could say that about Wolves.
Yeah.
And possibly Southampton as well. But for me, when I think of, you know, some of the teams back in the day, you know, West Brom, Stoke, Blackburn, I associate them more with Premier League than...
The season before, the 0-3, when Arsenal won the league, obviously undefeated, the bottom three that went down were Wolves, Leeds and Leicester.
Yeah. Crazy.
I mean, let me have a look at the 96-97 season when I was born. Derby County.
Yeah, for me.
The worst ever Premier League side.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of their contribution to Premier League history, you could argue it, but they're not as big of a Premier League club as others.
Well, potential clubs...
Without trying to offend anyone, you know.
Well, obviously, in the playoffs right now, you've got Coventry. They were in the Premier League during the Arsenal Invincible season.
Yeah.
They are pretty big. Out of the playoff teams, then, you've got Luton, Middlesbrough, Coventry, Sunderland. Who are the ones you think A is going to go up, or who you'd want to go up?
I would like to see one of Borough or Sunderland go up.
What?!
But I think the most interesting one to go up from that four is Luton, obviously.
Mate, I want Luton to go up, man. They're pitch side friends of ours.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. But in terms of football heritage, it's Borough or Sunderland.
No, I think more football heritage is Luton go up.
But that's new. That's not heritage. That's just like...
Imagine Luton. Luton Town.
Yeah, with the old Kenilworth Road meme.
Underrated airport as well, man. They've got great restaurants in there. They've got Krispy Kreme.
For how small that airport is.
It gets a lot of hate, that airport, but I am a big advocate of Luton Airport. Yeah.
And the passport control when you come back is actually pretty smooth.
It is pretty smooth, man. Awful transport links, but if you drive, you're okay. It gets a bit confusing in the car park, don't get me wrong.
I'd like to see Carrickborough go up, man. I think they've Chupa Akpom...
Yeah, I'd like to see out of the four, I'd say Carrickborough because of Akpom.
Yeah.
And then if not them, Luton.
Luton's the most interesting one.
It'd be weird to see Coventry back in the Prem because they've not been there for so long.
But also you've got to remember, Sunderland in the Premier League adds a lot of fire. Newcastle thriving.
They went for
they
a
have
big...
that derby re-added.
Bad Sunderland went down to League One and then they're potentially coming back up to the Premier League. What a yo-yo that is. That's a real wave of emotions for you Sunderland fans over there sitting in the corner.
I know we've not mentioned them yet as one that we'd like to go up out of the four, but Coventry going up when
huge.
Leicester and Forest potentially get relegated is hilarious in terms of Midlands derbies. They've just surpassed them. It's like, okay, you've gone down.
Well, I've got some good news for you, mate.
Yep.
Because we are now over 8,500 members Yay! In the official pitch side mini league. So thank you so much. We want to make a push. By the end of this season, we want to try and get 10,000 of you lot in the pitch side mini league.
For sure, mate.
I think it's doable, mate.
It's doable. It's doable. The last day of the season is going to be massive. You
and we
get
are involved. Currently the biggest Super Six league ever.
In history.
No, it's for this season. It's pretty epic. So please,
cool. That's really cool.
Join the league using the code in the description, the link in the description down below, or use the code
PTCHS6.
That's right. This week's winner. Shout out Neil Harper. He came top of the league with 18 points.
That's really impressive.
And he's won the £100 classic football shirt voucher. It's pretty impressive. Very done. Well done, Neil. Super Six will be in touch with you to arrange a prize. And
drum roll here, ladies and gentlemen.
The April monthly winner
is Donna Adderley of the league. 99 points from 8 rounds. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't get
that's
how...
That's insane.
That's absolute mental. So you've obviously got the voucher plus a tour and meet and greet at our studio.
Yay. I mean, I thought I did well with 86 points.
And there's
I
a
finished
lot of...
40th for the month, by the way. So I'm going to put my...
You finished 40th?
I finished top 40 for the entire league of the month of April, which I'm proud about. But 99 points from Donna is insane.
Do you know where I finished?
Where do you finish?
56 points, 1,408.
not ideal.
No, it's not ideal. But anyway, Zona, Super Six will be in touch to arrange everything. And, you know, there's quite a lot of studios around here. You can see all the fellas' studios. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and there are 3 rounds left in the month of May, which means 3 more shots at winning the 250 grand jackpot. And, of course, the £100 classic football shirts voucher as well.
Exactly. You got United Wolves, you got Villa Spurs this weekend, Chelsea Forest, Southampton Fulham, Everton City, Arsenal Brighton. Which is the guaranteed 5-pointer for you, mate?
In the current form that they're in, I'm going to have to go Man City.
Away at Everton after the huge result.
Yeah, ruthless. Ruthless. It's a final few games running to the season where Man City just destroy everything in front of them.
It's not going to happen, man.
What's your
Everton 1-0 against
then?
City.
You think a Sean Nash masterclass has been...
And they will help us win the league. Arsenal 5-0 against Brighton.
Hey, I pray it happens. But what do you think is the most nailed out of those then? Possibly Man United?
Villa Spurs draw.
Okay.
1-1. Kane and Watkins to score.
Imagine.
As we said before, it is a free shot at £250,000. So you may as well get involved. There's been 3 jackpot winners so far this season for the 250, and you could be the 4th, or I could be the 4th, or Reeve could be the 4th. So follow the link in the description down below to sign up and join our Super Six mini league using the code
PTCHS6.
Well, the games yesterday, I don't think anyone would have predicted. I don't know if you predicted them, correct?
No. The only game I did predict correct was Forest to beat Saints, but not the score that they did.
I don't think anyone would have got it on Super Six either. But Lewis, can we have an update on mine and Reeves' prediction leaderboard? Because, do you know the forfeit?
No.
Whoever comes last has to get a full kit stadium tour.
And shin pads.
And shin pads and boots. Or Astros great. Of the Tottenham Hotspur.
Oh, no,
stadium.
Not boots. I want to hear the
clip. Wearing Tottenham Hotspur kit or Arsenal kit?
Full Tottenham Hotspur
kit. Full Spurs kit, yeah.
Is it being filmed as well?
Yeah.
I would imagine so.
Yeah, it's going on pitch side.
Now, you have to wear Astros. You won't be allowed to wear boots inside.
Oh, okay. But even so, you can get a proper, like, bright pink pair of Astros.
Yes. But the leaderboard hasn't been updated in a while, so we got a lot of updates coming from you, Lewis, I'm guessing.
Yeah, so we'll do yours first.
You do this every time, and then you end behind me. It's like...
We'll do this for you first. Because you have a new hairstyle.
Thanks, mate.
You're welcome, man. So... On the week,
I don't know if that was a compliment. You just
yeah, of course, man. Lovely. You got
9 points for the games a couple of match weeks ago.
Yeah.
No correct results, score lines, just correct results.
That's good for the score lines.
I think that's
good
double...
for the good for the results though.
Yeah, double game week, wasn't it?
And then you followed that with four from the recent fixtures.
Football just was a bit broken this weekend, wasn't it? Unfortunately.
For you, maybe.
So 13 points in total. And then Theodore. So from a couple of match weeks ago, you got 15 points.
Talk to me, Lewis.
So you got three correct results. Correct scoreline, sorry. So, and then moving on to the next game week, it was just a little four-pointer for you. Four correct results.
Yeah. But bubble was broken, so that's not awful.
Yeah.
So 13 points to Reeve, 19 points to Theo.
So I'm seven behind.
So that's 171 points Reeve and 175 points Theo.
Only 4 points?
4 points
what?
Different.
Was I ahead?
Yeah, you were ahead.
Yeah, you were ahead.
Oh,
no.
You were ahead.
I was one behind.
Now you overtook me, remember, because I had missed the game week again.
Yep, that's correct.
You didn't miss another one.
No, I'm still counting back for the last game week I missed.
Oh, I see.
Oh, dear.
I'm winning, and I have done a less game week than Reeve.
Imagine it comes down to the final day of the season. How good would that be?
It probably will.
No, I know it will. I just.
But imagine losing to a man that's guessed less matches.
Pressure.
What is this? Just loom it over my head for the entire year because you're lazy.
No.
Yeah.
Anyway,
let's move.
Move on to the quiz, Lewis.
Ooh. So this is actually a little fact for you. The quiz that we would have done on the stream, but then Tom broke us
up. So this is the quiz from the Newcastle-Arsenal game.
Nice. So
these are all Newcastle-Arsenal
questions. There's a few Newcastle-Arsenal questions.
Well, it's just general knowledge Newcastle questions, or is it like?
Oh, no, just, we'll find out right now.
Well, I can...
Buzzer noises, please.
Buzzer noises, please.
I can confidently say you probably are the most knowledgeable here when it comes to football.
Don't know, not about Newcastle.
What's your buzzer?
Buzz.
Nice.
How do you come up with that one? Mine is arm breaker.
I was going to do something. Yeah, nice. I was going to do something like that.
Bone breaker.
Humorous.
Nice.
Okay, so you can only guess once until everyone's had a guess.
My buzzer noise. To snap.
Okay, nice.
Okay. Question number one. Callum Wilson's tally of 15 Premier League goals is the most by a Newcastle player.
Snap. Andy Carroll.
No. In a single season since which other Newcastle player?
Humorous. Is it Alan Shearer?
No.
Didn't Ooh. Think it would be, but... Okay.
Are they allowed back in?
No,
that's not enough.
Free room.
Okay.
And it's not...
Josh.
Andy Carroll.
Who the last scored goals?
Oh, I know who it is. I know who it is.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'm struggling.
Nah, I know who it is.
Like, kick yourself.
I feel like 15 goals is like a...
A lot.
It's a sizable amount.
Very obvious who it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
I'm going to have to push you for an answer.
Oh, no. Pressure.
I got a name, but I don't know if it's right.
Buzz. Is it? No, it's not Michael Owen, is it?
No.
I don't want to say. I'm going to wait for the clue.
Okay, I was waiting.
Oh, so we can come back in.
Yeah, so we're all back in.
Everyone back in. He's the clue. He also played...
Snap. It's Demba Ba.
Demba Ba is correct.
I was going to say Cisse, but you were going to say he plays for Chelsea.
Yeah.
Yeah, Demba Ba.
16 goals, 2011-12 season. Okay, question number two. Arsenal are the only club to boast three players with at least 20 Premier League
Snap.
Goals. Yeah.
Who are they?
Go on then, yeah. On.
Yeah. Martinelli, Saka, Ødegaard.
Spoke about it earlier in the pod. Yeah. Well done.
Cheat.
Well, that's a bit unfair, isn't it?
It's just a stat I know off the top of my dome.
Gabriel Jesus' midweek goal against Chelsea means he had scored in 55 Premier League matches and never ended on the losing side when doing so, surpassing the record held by who?
Okay, thank you.
Humorous. David Silva.
No.
You'd like to think as a City player, wouldn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I think it is. Realistic.
Or an Arsenal player back in Deer.
He's a player who's obviously been playing with good teams.
Buzz. Yeah. Mo Salah?
No.
It's a good shout.
More like no Salah. I didn't get it. Who's wrong?
Snap?
Yeah.
Aguero?
No. Okay. Clue for this one is he is set to leave his current club for a different
Snap.
One.
Snap. Harry Kane?
No.
Ah.
They lose a lot.
Yeah, they do that to be fair.
So set to leave his current club for a different club.
He's for a different Premier League club.
Buzz? Oh, I don't know if he scored 50. I was going to say James Milner.
Correct. Ooh. James Milner.
Good shout. That's a really
good clue. That's a rogue. I would never would have got that.
Yeah. Good clue.
Thinking of strikers.
He must just like score when they're already smashing the team as well.
Yeah.
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 Yes.
Well.
Nice work, mate.
How many goals have Newcastle conceded in the Premier League? Now, I have included now the two goals that Arsenal scored.
Oh.
Just sad. Closest wins, one goal each.
Gonna go with... I'm gonna go with 27.
Okay.
Ooh, I was gonna go 35.
Okay.
29.
29.
What? Did you know that?
It was.
Oh, I knew the answer.
You knew that.
Yeah. It was 27 before, obviously.
Oh, so I would have got it right.
Yeah, you would have got it right.
Ay caramba!
Ay caramba.
We're okay. Just sitting there looking.
You were so far off.
When he said that, I was thinking to myself, oh no.
Oh, God.
Should I say a wrong number?
Ay caramba!
Okay. Man United have picked up just 1 point from 8 away matches against sides currently 9th and above in the Premier League this season. The joint fewest of any side on the road against such opposition in 22-23 season.
Shocking.
Who are they joint with?
What, the joint worst record?
Yeah, so who shares that record with them
in the top
season?
Nine?
This season.
In the top nine? Snap.
No, no, not in the top nine. It's against top nine. Match against sides currently.
Away against top sides.
Chelsea.
No.
They're not in the top nine.
No, it's against team, worst record against teams ninth and above.
Yeah.
So anyone in any position, but
away from home.
Oh, fuck. It's right? Obvious then.
Is it?
Yeah.
No. On the road, yeah. Yeah, away from home.
It's obvious who it is then.
Buzz, is it Forrest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boom.
Mad.
Bonus question.
That was obvious.
Yeah.
Liverpool have now... Like,
yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah, it is.
Were you going to say Forrest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Liverpool have now won 6 successive Premier League games, with each of the last 5 being by exactly 1 goal. They're the first side in the competition to win 5 in a row by a single goal since which team?
Snap.
Go on, Ali.
Yeah,
you're not getting this.
Arsenal.
No. In 2009.
Chelsea. I already said humorous before.
No.
Okay.
2009.
I was going to say Arsenal 3-4.
It was interesting.
Yeah, Chelsea won a lot of 1-0.
It'd have been United, couldn't it? Pretty awesome team. 5-0.
You just said we're not going to get this, though.
Well, you weren't on the. You weren't without a clue. I'll be
2009, Man United then.
Incorrect.
Okay, so if it's not United, 2009.
What?
Green man.
Right, let me give you a good clue for this one.
Let's Google it, whereabouts it is in the country.
Wait, over there. Because it's going to be hard.
Still, obviously, a relegated team or a promoted
team. Yeah,
a
team that are no longer in the Prem. Oh, I've got... Ooh. I don't know if I'm right with the suggestion, but can I go?
Yeah.
Humorous. Is it Stoke City?
No. Oh. We'll go that one. They are playing in the Championship.
Snap. Charlton.
No.
Are they League One at the moment?
League One.
Buzz.
They are League One, aren't they?
I have a team.
Shit, sorry.
Borough.
No.
Can I say again, even though you're going to do another clue?
I'm not going to do another clue. I feel like you can get this.
Humorous. Is it Sunderland?
No.
Oh.
Okay. Premier League sides down there.
So they're all in League One now, though.
Buzz, West Brom.
No. We'll go free reign here to rattle through.
Well, I'm not going to
have as many guesses as you want.
No. Burnley.
No.
Birmingham.
Rattling.
Yeah, there you are.
Really? What on earth?
Fair enough.
It was the year Eduardo broke his leg.
It was the year. I can tell you the year.
That would a great
clue. You said 09. You said 2009.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
Eduardo. That would have been a great clue, that, wouldn't it?
Eduardo broke his leg. Yeah, man. Fucking. Right,
there you are.
Well,
there we go.
On that note, I've won another quiz. What a surprise.
Actually, you drew. Depends on.
No,
you...
I got like 3 or 4 right.
No, but
I respect
three.
It, man. No. I think give it to Theo.
Okay. You both got 3 right.
You want to argue with me, Joe?
I think we both got 3 right.
We'll have an arm wrestle.
Yeah. How about that? It was 3 place 3.
Yeah, let's have a final decider.
Yeah, do another one.
Okay.
Cool. Who is stronger?
Yeah, arm wrestle it out.
Come on, L-Dog.
Will you
do a Who Am I?
I am.
Oh.
I have played with.
I have played for.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
They're good ones. I wonder if this is mutual players.
Nah, Lewis, go hard. Go hard or go home.
So, Baldock Town to Watford to Sunderland. Southampton, this is 2003 to Sunderland. You left to Southampton 2003 to 2005. Aston Villa, West Brom, Birmingham, Blackpool, Crystal Palace on loan. Crystal Palace.
Snap. Oh, don't worry. No, don't worry. Ignore me.
No, you're buzzed.
I've got
was
an
answer. Blackpool to Crystal Palace, sorry.
Did you say? It's too early.
It's Blackpool to Crystal Palace on
Charlie
loan.
Adam.
No.
There you go. It's too early.
No. I think
to Crystal Palace permanently. Yeah.
I've got a name, but I'm
Leicester City.
And where'd you say?
Leicester, then Leicester City. If you've got a name, shout it. Last one wins, anyways.
I can't remember. Is it James Beattie?
No. No, but I guess so.
Just worth getting involved, you know what I mean?
Dan Ambrose.
No Charlton on there.
Charlton. Oh, no Charlton. Yeah. I have not a Solomon Kalou. You got a name, man.
I remember him most for playing for Sunderland. 208 appearances. There.
Lee Cathamole.
No. Played the most games there.
He's actually trying to work out. You're just firing names out of all footballers.
Have I heard of this player?
Still playing?
No.
Have I heard of this player?
Yeah. He recently just left his manager position.
James Beattie.
I just said that.
Oh. At South Shields.
Kevin Phillips.
Yes.
It is Kevin Phillips. Super Kevin Phillips. Oh, no.
There you are, Kevin Phillips.
Oh, so I win.
Champion.
I win.
Well done, man.
Well,
GG's, man.
That's another win for Baker.
Shock.
Guys, if you've enjoyed this episode, please be sure to drop a like if you're watching on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe because we're closing in on 200,000 subscribers. Sure. Now we're very, very close. If you're listening, make sure you rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Joe, it's an absolute pleasure as always.
Thank you very much for having me.
Socials will be linked below if you want to go and check out Joe's content.
And Tom, if you're watching, love you, man.
Yeah, see you soon, bro.
Yeah, we'll see you back very, very shortly. And obviously, we're live tonight if you're listening on Tuesday for Real Madrid versus Man City in the Champions League. Ooh. So come and join in on the live stream. And, guten Tag, guys. Guten Tag.